For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. We all know someone who has been affected by opiate addiction. They may be a friend, a colleague, a family member, perhaps yourself. My guest today, Dr. Renee Robinson, forensic pathologist for Stark County, Ohio, is intimately involved with investigation of the fallout of the opiate epidemic. I know here in Kentucky we're certainly facing, for really about the past 18, 19 years, a burgeoning opiate and opiate benzodiazepine epidemic. And I recently had a chance to read your article in Academic Forensic Pathology about some of the challenges facing you up in the Buckeye State as well. Can you sort of give us an overview about what's going on and the challenges you're facing?
Well, to give you a little background information, Ohio has a coroner system, and this was a bit of my focus on the article that you mentioned. In a coroner system, the person who investigates suspicious or accidental deaths in the state are elected officials. Now, the elected officials in Ohio have to be either an MD or a DO, but they can be in any specialty, and that presents some positive things, but also some negative things, especially when it comes to investigating opiate or other drug overdose deaths. Now, as you mentioned, there have been almost an exponential outbreak of opiate overdoses and opiate deaths, particularly in Ohio. As we are getting these more cases, it's really starting to overwhelm some of these smaller coroner's offices.
Yeah, I know one of the challenges I faced when I was in North Carolina, which has a system somewhat similar to Ohio's, where the county death investigator is a physician, is that, you know, you have an OBGYN or a family doctor or internist or surgeon who's got a busy practice, maybe the only physician for a whole lot of people in that county, and then they're called to, in the middle of the day perhaps, or in the middle of the night when they've been working 7 days straight, to go out and investigate maybe the 14th, 15th drug intoxication death of that month. It just, the challenges have to be staggering.
It certainly puts a strain on a system that wasn't necessarily designed to withstand that strain. And I think a lot of the offices, including my own, are feeling that now. Perhaps you've seen in the news recently, our office had to call for a cold storage trailer that's usually used for mass fatalities because our own coolers in our office were filled to capacity. And that's just a testament to the number of cases we're seeing, not only opiate overdoses, but also other kind of cases that our office has to deal with on a regular basis, such as accidents or homicides or even just people who haven't seen a doctor in a long time. So this extra weight of these overdose deaths are certainly being felt on a very fiscal level here as well.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Renee Robinson, forensic pathologist of Stark County, Ohio, about the challenges faced in Ohio and Kentucky caused by the current opiate epidemic. Well, I know you and I both know the chief medical examiner up in New Hampshire, Dr. Andrew, and I know he and his deputy chief, Dr. Duvall, had to recently testify in front of their state legislature pleading for more resources, more employees, just to handle this exponential increase in drug deaths. Are Ohioans seeing the same thing, county coroners, medical examiners trying to get more resources?
Well, the number of forensic pathologists in the United States is certainly not at the number that it should be. It should probably be double what it currently is, which last I heard was around 500 actively practicing forensic pathologists. So that's always going to be a problem. With these opiate deaths and the strain that is causing the system, there's really no end in sight as I'm seeing it now. Because once, you know, heroin goes away, there's always another opiate that's going to take its place. And we're seeing a lot of these semi-synthetics now. We've got these very, very powerful drugs like fentanyl, which is more potent than heroin, carfentanil, which is infinitely more potent than both of them, and in fact has been used in zoos to tranquilize large animals. These are now popping up on the streets. So it's been very difficult to combat this because once one opiate goes by the wayside, there's always another one to take its place. And unfortunately, the ones that take its place are infinitely more fatal.
Yeah, the analogy I've used with my medical students is drug interdiction is like stepping on a wiener dog balloon. You know, you get rid of one thing, but two other things squeeze out either side. I know here currently, because of some fairly tight, relatively new controls over prescription drugs, that the unintended consequence of perhaps less oxycodone, less hydrocodone has been just a huge spike in heroin, and fentanyl and carfentanyl. It sounds like you're dealing with the same thing.
Right, and I'm curious to see how the newest legislation in Ohio will play out. Our governor, John Kasich, has made it a rule that prescribing physicians can't prescribe more than 7 days at a time. And there's two unintended consequences with that. One is the people who legitimately need these painkillers, you know, chronic pain people, people who are responsibly taking these, they're really going to be hit by this inconvenience. On the other hand, the people who are unfortunately addicted, this might drive them to the harder street drugs or the more fatal street drugs. So that was probably within the last week that came out in the news, and it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out in real life.
And I think one side lesson from this is physicians and other caregivers really need to be involved with their state legislators, with the folks making these laws, because I think it's incumbent upon us, you know, the word doctor means teacher. I think it's incumbent upon us to educate those making the laws to these types of unintended consequences.
Absolutely. I think education is absolutely the key here. There's not going to be a silver bullet to solve this problem. It's going to require input from everybody, from, like you said, physicians to patients to legislators. It's really going to have to be a multifactorial approach if we even have any hopes of combating this.
Dr. Robertson, is there anything that I've neglected to ask you that you would want our listeners to know about?
You know, this opiate addiction, I'm pretty sure all your listeners know at least somebody, even if it's an acquaintance, that has battled addiction and or died from it. And if you don't know somebody, unfortunately, you might know someone soon. So just take care of yourself, take care of your families, and be on the lookout for you know, the signs of addiction, and do what you can, both personally and within the realm of the legislature, to try to help us, because it's not going away.
I want to thank Dr. Renee Robinson, forensic pathologist for Stark County, Ohio, for talking with us today about opiate addiction and the challenges it poses to Kentucky and Ohio. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.